Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What Jail Is Like!
Yeah.
Hey, 2 hours of improvisational comedy, super bad funny for you.
Yeah, we are. We is super bad.
It's gonna be funny tonight.
Super. That's with an A.
Yeah.
You know, and an apostrophe.
I love those self-referential openings because what more interesting is there to refer to than us?
Exactly.
I don't think anything at all.
Fan freaking tastic.
Right.
Tonight we have.
Yes, tonight we have another person sitting in Matt Trupia's chair.
I think he's dead. I'm really worried.
I don't know where the hell.
Well, there was the last album. He was the only one wearing a mask.
Yeah.
You know, and the album, you know. And I've heard the cover art for the new one. He's not wearing shoes.
Yeah, and on the single, like the single, the artwork for the single, like all the trumpets were pointed at him, which was kind of weird, you know, that they were all pointed in his direction.
I think he's dead.
He's just really, what's the word I'm looking for? Dead.
Yeah.
Horseshoe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, you know what? Can you bring up the CD player and play the What Jail's Like theme backwards real quick?
Actually, I can't do that.
Oh.
Because it's not on vinyl, and the digital age has provided us with soulless music.
Oh, wait, no, look, guys. Okay,
so
look.
Says my inner
guys,
Neil
guys,
Young.
No, look. Okay, all I gotta do is reverse these two wires right here. Just get any gum?
Yeah.
Give me your gum. All right, now we just have to hit play here. Okay, hit play on the front of that.
Okay.
Matt is dead. It's right there. Did you hear it? I heard Matt is dead.
Wow.
I heard Matt is dead. It was right there. I think he's dead.
You know, I think Matt is just such a huge personality in our society today. I think he's just really jaded by everything, and he's toying with us. I don't think he's dead.
Possible.
I think it's entirely possible that he was a gas station all along, and we were being deceived. Now he's gone back to being a gas station.
In and out of our lives.
Hmm. Just like a
High Plains drifter, if you will.
Yeah.
So, this week, I've realized that I whistle when I say my S's occasionally.
Really?
I have a speech impediment.
Wow.
It was devastating at first when I came to grips with the fact that occasionally I whistle on my S's, on my sibilance, which is such... What? Ass came up with the word sibilance. Because if you have a problem saying sibilance, you have a problem describing your problem. I whistle on my sibilance.
That's horrible.
You know, I've given a lot of thought to that. I think dyslexia is actually perfectly named, because how are you going to say that backwards?
Yeah.
I mean, knowing what you have nearly cures the disease.
That's great. Yeah. Have you noticed any of your other speech impediments, Eric?
Like, what other speech impediments do I have?
Well, you have a grainy voice, you whine a lot, you're constantly complaining. It's not much of a speech impediment, but it has something to do with you talking.
You know what, folks? I just want you to know, I'm so glad that my good friend Mike decided to sit on the radio show.
My name is Mark with Niara.
Eric.
And Mike.
Michael Renaud sitting in this week.
Yeah, that's right. For those of you who are a fan of the show, I don't know if Eric's ever plugged his band Demoted to Hugs.
No, I've never have.
Really?
Never once.
Well, you're a gosh darn liar.
Audio footnote. Were you able to see What Jail Is Like? You would have seen me shaking my head kind of quietly, meekly. No. Well, he's plugged his band. And kind of slowing the pace
of
the show down.
Would you get out of your audio footnote?
Yeah, where's the key to the audio footnote?
Yo, get out there!
Yeah, all right. End audio footnote.
Ended the audio. So anyways, I'm in the band with him. I sing with him, and...
He plays guitar, and he's got a heck of a right hand. His left hand is all right, but his right hand... Or no, sorry. Well, one of his hands is really good.
His middle hand is a trip.
it's kind of gross.
Woo! So, I whistle on my S's, and I've decided, after being devastated by that I'm just going to claim it's cute. From now on, I'm going to claim that that's cute. It's cute. I whistle on my asses.
So is that the beginnings of pigtails, I see?
Yes. Nice. And as you can see, I've taken an eyebrow pencil and given myself big freckles.
Oh, he's already shaved half of his beard off.
Yeah.
Isn't that the cutest little thing?
I need some acne medicine. You ugly, ugly man.
All right. Oh, man.
Like,
can you shut down his mic?
This show isn't completely improv. I've planned far in advance to completely humiliate Eric for the next 2 hours.
You can't. I have a legion of fans. A legion.
Sorry.
I am the voice that classic rock DJs something or other, according to the buzz, in a sentence that didn't make any sense. It had four direct objects and two subjects.
That article was whack.
No, it was a great... I don't want anybody to take it. I thought it was... I thought it really captured the essence of what it is we do, though, because it seemed like the guy just started putting... by the end of it, he was just putting words down, like, blah, blue, blah, 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 blah. you know. But I thought it was great. I thought it was a great thing, and I'm glad for any publicity we get because, damn, we deserve it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to get so loud there.
Damn.
Audio footnote, I wish you all could have seen Mark, like, his eyes, like, widen because he's the only one wearing headphones. And on my loud damn, there is a little eyeball, so, like, almost popped out of his head, and then he very quickly began to reach for the volume control. I have a problem. I'm loud. So, you know, let's give all props to Mark Hyden for keeping me in check in an audio, on the audio tip and audio footnote.
All right. Props. Yeah. Mark Hyden.
So, thank you to everybody who was around last week and to whom. To whom? who was listening last week when I was alone in the studio all by myself? Played back some radio plays. Thank you to everyone who complied with my directive to panic when I played the Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast. So initially kind of disappointed, was driving around town, noticed, you know, nothing really seemed out of the order. And then I realized that people were looting the hub in Urbana. And that was actually... I really appreciate
the hub's not there anymore. Man.
Audio footnote, four pen. People laugh heartily. And audio footnote, I love hub humor. What a horrible place the hub is.
It's gone.
No, it's, well, it's still technically there. It's just not open, but it's there.
No, they shut it down.
Well, but the signs are still up. A lot of the equipment is still in there.
Those wonderful, wonderful signs.
The hub.
I was so upset when I, like, I work right by there. I'm not going to say where because all of the fans will come and, well, I don't even work there anymore. So I worked at Record Swap located in beautiful downtown Urbana. And they had the worst design signs in that store. They have amazing programs and computers and stuff. Not that I've ever been on them in the hub.
Because it's like $6,000 an hour.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, it just made me mad.
It was.
They had these weird signs.
It was always two guys. There were these two guys that worked there, and that it was them in the store at all times. That was it.
Yeah.
One guy had his car was awesome. He had a bumper sticker for a snap case. A bumper sticker for what's that hardcore eco band from like Earth Crisis, and then a couple of Jerry Bears.
Really?
Which I thought was really kind of funny.
<horrible.
laughs> Like, whoa!
Those guys got really bored. I go in there for my breaks and I get like a Mountain Dew, you know? Because if you go into the hub and get a Mountain Dew and then go over to the Courier and get a muffin, it's $2 even. Best muffins in town to the Courier Cafe.
Yeah, that's good.
They're really great and. So I'd do that a lot, but they would just try and get me to sit down,
you'd
hang out
do
with
math.
Them, buy Snickers. It's horrible.
That actually brings another thing to mind, though. I was in a certain desolate mall in downtown Urbana the other day. I don't want to mention my name, although God knows I bet they wish I would.
Please! Please, Mr. Radio Personality!
I freed the slaves.
And they were closed because yesterday was New Year's Day, but
you were in there anyway.
Well, most of the stores were closed. Actually, the mall itself was open, and a couple of their stores were open, and their computer store was closed. But one very amusing thing that I saw in the window that is just great to see, and I think everybody should throw rocks at whatever features this is, Y2K solutions on their window. And it's just really great to see that and think, wow, you could have solved the major crisis I'm undergoing right now.
Hey. By the way,
New Year's Day too.
By the way, I want everybody to thank me because, as I was explaining to Mark earlier, I was out with the Four Horsemen having a drink early on New Year's Eve, and that's why they didn't show up.
Nice job.
I got them hammered. I started feeding them that blue tequila. What is that stuff? You
blue
know?
Caraco?
No. There's a blue tequila. It's called like Spider or something. It's really,
okay.
And I just kept pouring it down. Pestilence went down easy. It's got a low tolerance,
yeah,
you know. But War. It looked like the scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. Me and War were like sitting across the table doing shots, and he went down and I stayed up. So
nice War guys.
I want you guys to know they're sulking. They got to wait another 1,000 years. So.
When it comes to things like War, like the guy War, it's really hard to keep them down, but they die Genghis Khan died of a nosebleed. I just found that out.
Really?
Yeah, he drowned in his own blood.
Wow.
While he's sleeping from a nosebleed.
That's good.
So I don't want to tell everyone that. So.
I don't know what the, you know, psychic reason for this weird convergence is, but I was reading about Mongols earlier today, too, actually. And not earlier today. It was
Mongols?
Last week. No, Mongols.
Oh, okay.
Just Mongols. I don't read about Mongoloids. Yeah. I was reading
Audio footnote. Watch Mark dance. Watch him dance. Audio footnote.
was reading a historian who said that Genghis and Kublai, the two major Khans, big up to the Khans, they actually weren't amongst the worst Khans. You know,
well, like there was Khan, Ricardo Montalban from the Star Trek series.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bad Khan.
Yeah.
But historically, there were a bunch of other like Mongols who were bigger bastards than the two of them.
Bob Khan.
Huh.
I think that Khan says is, even though they're reputed for being, you know, evil warriors and all that jazz, if you're a nice guy, you're the one who will prevail in the end. You know, because sure, those other Mongols were meaner. But Genghis and Kublai, they're the ones we talk about.
And Kublai Khan in... Oh, man.
Well, it also helps if you decree Pleasure Dome.
Thanks, here. Where? Where did he decree it? I could not remember.
From Kublai Khan stately...
But Kublai Khan in somewhere did a stately pleasure dome decree.
In Xanadu did? No, that's the title of the poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kublai Khan in something did a stately... If anybody knows, during the next musical break, where Kublai Khan decreed a stately pleasure dome to be, please call in during the next musical break, because it's going to drive me nuts. It might be in Xanadu.
Yeah, an ironic thing about the whole situation. I'll bring it into full circle. I heard about the Genghis Khan thing on Paul Harvey.
Is Paul Harvey still broadcasting?
Paul Harvey's still broadcasting, and he's talking about Genghis Khan. He had like a 10-minute thing.
God bless that guy. Wow.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, that man was Genghis Khan. Good day. That's all it was.
And now
was great.
You know the rest of the story. Good day.
Oh,
good
I remember day. Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
It took me a second, but now I remember.
So I'm going to play phenomenal with this microphone now.
No, hold on.
Man. When Paul Harvey kicks off, I'm getting his corpse and installing it in the studio.
Did they play that anywhere around here?
I don't know if it's broadcast locally. I remember it as a kid up in Chicago.
That's great.
I'm thrilled to know that he's still at it.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a great show. I listen to it in the shower, like, every morning for, like, 5 years.
Exactly.
You know? And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And my tape player broke when I came back down to beautiful Urbana. And Paul Harvey was on the air. I'm driving down 57 all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wasn't all alone. I was with Pete Gray.
It is Xanadu.
Cool.
So I just wanted to... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. We're just talking about Paul Harvey and Interstate 57 and Pete Gray.
Man, Paul Harvey, major untapped market for DJs. You know, scratch up some Paul Harvey. The kids are going to go crazy for that.
Oh, yeah. Interesting stories.
And now you know the
Well, that man's name was...
Rest of the story! The rest of the story!
Good day.
And you can... That's what Demoted to Hug sounds like, folks. So
that's pretty much it. So Y2K bug. What a phenomenal wrecking job it did all over the world.
Yeah, things are... Paris is burning.
Yes. My calculator told me to shoot myself in the head when I just wanted to add up how much a cost of a DVD was.
Yeah, these guys are so devoted to the show. They went out to Best Buy and bought a $29 karaoke machine. We're broadcasting from the basement of Cam's right now with this karaoke machine.
It's great.
Yeah, Cam's crashed.
Yeah.
That was
amazing. Well, the building just wasn't Y2K compatible.
No, it's an underground goth club now. It's pretty ironic.
Yeah. I'm personally enjoying it.
Yeah.
Y2K just New why so what you know that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Apocalypse did not hit Champaign Urbana.
Sure didn't.
I'm gonna admit to a moment of pure stark terror, like at three on the countdown. Like, okay, 5, 4, 3, I don't wanna die. 2, 1.
Really?
Okay, we're fine. There was just a second. It was just like that little part of you, since, you know, I don't, you went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
There's that little part of you that's just like, maybe it wasn't all crap. You know what
I
mean?
I don't agree.
I just had this little voice just for a second, like, here it comes. You know, it's like, who said that?
I was getting jiggy at the time. I had no fear.
Personally, I was getting jiggy.
Yeah, with my leg you were getting jiggy.
But I was looking out the window at the same time, just because of the angle I happened to be at. And I want to thank whoever it was that caused whatever crisis that caused a fire engine go down the street that we were on right at midnight. It was awesome. It's a moment I'll never forget, because I looked out the window, and I think I had have been the only one in the room looking in that direction.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing
saw, you know, the flashing red and blue lights. For a moment, everything had erupted into the crisis. So thank you, you
seriously,
little pyromaniac, or
I
you
freaked
little succubi stabbing your roommate, or some, you know, some whatever you did to attract their attention.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Is that why you humped my leg?
That was at least 30 seconds later.
What I remember,
a variety
most
of emotions have gone on since then.
Getting sweaty and moist with Mark Hyden to what song was that?
Disco 2000.
That was.
I've never seen two men engaged in a heterosexual love fest like that before.
It was the most amazing experience of my life.
It was great.
No Apocalypse in Champaign Urbana, but if you've got anything in Chicago, Chicago's gone.
Yeah.
So, gone. I would buy something to replace
it. The thing is, it didn't blow up or anything. It was just midnight and nothing. Just a vast wasteland.
Yeah.
Nobody's, my parents gone. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Shame about that.
So,
I put a little Chicago, model of Chicago, like one millionth of a scale on my neighbor's house. So then I'll look out my window with binoculars and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend it's still there.
That helps.
It's a good substitute.
That really helps.
That's awesome.
South Dakota, gone. Just collapsed from the sheer, you know, dislike that everyone has, you know, of it compared to North Dakota.
Rantoul rocketed through evolutionary stages, developed fire and the wheel, but then quickly discovered civil war and has collapsed back into the Stone Age. All in the span of a few seconds. It was amazing.
Moments simply reflected.
Yes.
Great time.
Onarga is still Onarga. So if you're still there,
unfortunately,
sorry, I know you guys were hoping for something. The bomb, you know, the wrath of God. That's my new thing, the wrath of God. Denholm Elliott. What a great actor. Too bad he's dead. The wrath of God. Wiped clean by the wrath of God.
I was going through online desperately searching for some sort of sign of panic and chaos in the new year. Five people shot in South Africa. That's the one I've been harping on. Five people shot there. I don't know why they were shot, but they were shot in supposedly millennium-related violence. Some guy killed himself, his wife, and his children, but it was way early in the day, so they're not sure if there's a connection. They think it was just a depressed copy worker. There was a minor earthquake on somewhere in the border between U.S. and Canada. I want to say somewhere near New York. Minor earthquake along that border. How cool would that to be? To be partying right there.
Like, all right, it's...
However minor it is.
Yeah. Right through Times Square, an earthquake. Not a bomb, no murders, no Y2K. Just the ground splits open and swallows everyone.
I think that's a good visual.
I would die. I would go crazy if that happened, I think.
Boy, I would have loved to have a helicopter and, like, big, gigantic buckets of Jell-O and drop it on Times Square so everyone freak out and they think they're dying, you know, and then they realize it's Jell-O and they feel all the worse because they're freaking out about Jell-O.
I think it'd be cool to have big buckets of frogs and dump those on their heads. Oh! Biblical.
Yeah, why didn't anyone make that connection? The plagues. That would have been good.
Yeah. I thought
Magnolia
about it.
Did. That's coming out this Friday.
Yeah, supposedly a very good movie from everyone I know who's seen it has said Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia should be in theaters, hopefully in Champaign this Friday, is a movie to see. Just so you know.
Big fan.
Things to fill the gaping black void that is your life.
Yeah. On the comedy tip, Man in the Moon.
Wonderful.
Yes.
All right, Eric, are we willing to go on the air and see what happens?
I cried like a baby.
And so did I.
I cried like a little baby.
Yeah.
My friend Katie said... She's like, did you cry? I said, no, I didn't. She goes, yes, you did. You was wiggling around. And I was wiggling around trying not to, like, yeah, I was, like, wiggling and, like, doing the, oh, I'm very tired. I can't believe, why am I yawning so much? Oh, my eyes are tearing. Then I gave up on the pretense and just started bawling. So it was fine.
Yeah. You know? I did the same thing. Janine and I pretended like I was breaking up with her just so I could have an excuse for crying. Didn't work. We're still together.
Wait, we're single. You forget. You don't have a girlfriend.
You just said my friend Katie. I was wondering about
my
that.
Friend.
I don't want to say anything.
My friend Katie, your friend.
In order to
single.
Maintain our status as teen idols.
Oh.
So you have a friend named Janine.
Okay. My friend Lance, I told him I was breaking up with him.
Well, cool.
This is my opportunity now.
But gay is good.
Yeah, I know.
Teen boppers dig
to tell me.
The gay celebrity.
Dang. Can I say the D-A-M-N word?
Yeah, you can say the D-A-M-N
word. I say that word a lot. Damn!
Damn!
Right, that's it.
Gosh damn.
Yeah, Man on the Moon. Good stuff.
Andy Kaufman is just...
Yeah, Andy Kaufman. I mean, and I almost feel... it feels weird to say that. I mean, I given that he died in our lifetime, and while, you know, I had a burgeoning consciousness as a human being, he was still alive. You know, and he's one of those people who's just universally not appreciated while he was alive. You know, I feel a little bad. I guess I can't really be expected as, you know, a 4 or 5-year-old to have appreciated Andy to his fullest extent. Eric gives a pointed look indicating that he is decades older than the rest of us.
I was like 16.
That's why I thought the film was so brilliant, because they didn't do a documentary. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey was dead on.
Yeah.
So they put it out in this major like place where everyone will go see it. Jim Carrey, oh my God. But it's just like a documentary. Now everyone knows about Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And they should.
I was just really happy that it focused on his comedy. Not, you know, it didn't try to get into his head where it couldn't, you know? It didn't, like...
Well, and that's the great thing about him. Like, who's going to get... I mean, I don't think anybody knew. Bob Zemuda. That guy knows. I really do think he does know. But he knows exactly... He's a smart guy, and he knows exactly how much to tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Ultimately, what matters? His art, or, like, you know, who he was dating in sixth grade or whatever.
Right, exactly.
And that's why, yeah, I thought just that little tiny bit of his childhood at the beginning, we don't see anything more. It's all about, you know, the show.
So,
life.
Yeah, I would recommend seeing it. You'll smile and laugh and shake your head at all the bits that What Channels Like shamelessly cops from Andy Kaufman, although I had seen very little Andy Kaufman up until that point.
We definitely do a Kaufman-esque style of comedy, because we're about offending the audience in order to engage them. That's right, Onarga. In the immortal words of Andy Kaufman, this is soap. But I think it's more homage than stealing. I think the man was a genius, and I hope that someday when I'm dead and gone, people are still scratching their heads about this show. What was it about it? You know what? Why did everyone rave? Well, because it's damn brilliant.
We know now.
We know now.
Now you know.
The rest of the story. So, interesting thing that I was reading just a couple days ago, and then read another article about it today, was the Pope getting ready to kick off.
Oh, yeah.
Pope is, Pope is not long for this world. The Pope on a rope is a short rope. And
hanging from a short one.
Yes. Barely dangling.
Carol with a K. He's not doing so well.
Right. I'm not a Catholic, and I'm really not a fan of Catholic policies. But I felt kind of bad for the guy. I mean, he was just, you know, very sick and really wanted to hang on long enough to make it the Pope of the Millennium, you know? And to think that he's thinking Pope of the Millennium as I'm thinking Pope of the Millennium, I thought that was kind of sweet.
And I like him. I think overall, I mean, I have my problems with, you know, Catholic teachings and Catholic policies. But I think the Pope, I think that man, mm-hmm. he's a good man. I think he's a very good man.
He's cute as hell.
He's very cute. Mm-hmm. He's cute as a button.
Huh.
I think he's... I mean, he just seems... Like, he's always seemed to be very... Like, warm.
He really made a connection to me in his 83 comedy special, I'm from the Vatican.
I bought a t-shirt from that.
Pope Live. Yeah.
I thought that was great. And having Sinbad open for him.
Yeah.
A nice what touch. A move. But, yeah, somebody was telling me that when they were showing the festivities in Rome, Peter Jennings on ABC News kept saying, like, and the Pope not looking good. Like, he kept saying, like, the Pope is not long for this world. Like, just flat out saying things like that on a national, like, on a world broadcast. Yeah. It's like, leave the poor guy alone. It's like,
he just wanted to cross his finish line. Yeah, I'm personally kind of grateful to the Pope for two major comedy moments in my life. The first was just, you know, providing me with what of a lame yet, you know, inspired bit of teenage anarchy, which is when, you know, as a freshman in high school or something, maybe in eighth grade, I took the sticker that came on the front of King Missile's Happy Hour album, which indicates that it's got a song that, you know, a detachable male sexual organ.
Alec.
And I took that sticker off and put it on the Pope's new CD. I just felt so clever. God, I felt so clever.
That's really funny. If I just walked in and saw that, I'd be like, awesome.
You see the hat on that guy and stuff, you'd think it was real.
Yeah. I didn't stop feeling clever until I was like a junior in high school.
That was a great CD, though. I still have... I mean, I bought that CD when they had big cardboard, you know, it was like the big cardboard boxes for them. And I still have that cardboard box on my bulletin board. No, the King Missile CD.
Oh, I thought it was Pope.
In my room at home.
And then the other, you know, Pope musical bit that I'm thankful for is, I think it was like the second or third episode of What Jalen's Like, when he put out this bizarre, like, I'm not making this up, Pope remixed album or something.
Yeah, it was like Pope chanting over, like hip-hop beats and ambient loops.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, slow trance beats. And so we played that underneath, and it was a good album.
That's an actual real thing.
Yes, it is. It's in the studio, so we used it on the show. It was absolutely hysterical.
Wow.
We kept going and asking the Pope for advice, I think was...
Yeah.
It was great.
And then we'd bring it up, and it was really cool. And then, of course, the 8th episode of What Jail Is Like when we played the Pope's Chronic 2000.
Yeah.
Eric is playing with the wires on the back of the CD player.
I am not playing with the wires.
As I am reading a sign that says, do not touch wires on the back of the CD player. They have a short in them that will short out more than just a CD player. It will short out...
Your life.
Man, What Jail Is Like breaks all the rules. We find rules and we break them. We ask people to make rules and then we break them. When we break the rule involving them breaking the rules.
We break rules. We break the rule of breaking rules because sometimes we just do what we're supposed to do.
Sometimes we got to tape the rules together so we can break them some more so we can keep on breaking them rules.
That was why and so what? What are you going to do? Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. This happens to everybody. It happens to every man.
I just want to...
We can try again later.
Watch the movie.
The larger thrust of that entire Pope bit... Did you like the link between the thrust and then the sticker jump that I made earlier? That's how the professionals do it. The larger thrust of this Pope bit is that he's going to be kicking off soon. There's going to be vacancy. And, you know...
Ramson for Pope.
Start queuing up now. Rotting Corpse of Lawrence Welk has paid his dues, and I think it's time.
It's a good Christian.
We made a little hat out of paper and put it on top of him.
It looks good.
Yeah. He's almost as cute.
Pope in the satellite unit, which is what he's propped up against.
Nobody ever smells the Pope, so I don't think that's going to be an issue.
He is a bit scoopable. We've talked about his scoopable back before.
He speaks a dead language, Latin. You know, Lawrence...
But it's backwards.
Speak the language dead, you know, it's right. Fine.
He speaks backwards Latin, which is the favorite language of zombies and evil spirits everywhere. Backwards Latin. God, is there anything scary? I know we've gone on this tip before, but is there anything scarier in a movie than when they find the recording of whatever happened?
No.
And it's Latin.
Don't even say it.
And you're like,
Ernest Borgnine and John Travolta is a little bit scary in Devil's Reign, that movie.
Go get it.
It's not our entertainment right now because we all rented it.
Guys, Mark and I, so I don't know if you're even interested, but Mark and I, and so just to bring up the fanboy in me and make a few more connections with your sad, pathetic lives, we saw the first of the X-Men teaser posters at the Beverly Cinema this week. I was excited. I mean, not much.
There's an X on it. Yeah.
But, you know.
They're getting that, right? They got the fact that an X is involved somehow.
But, you know,
that really beats Batman and Robin.
Well. There should have been an X.
Yeah. Who's in that movie?
Famke Jensen.
Okay.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
What?
Wearing nothing but scales over her boobies.
All right, who else?
Ian McKellen. Patrick Stewart. What's that guy? Scott Marsden? Is that the kid's
name?
Marsden. James Marsden. Young kid. He was in Disturbing Behavior. He plays Cyclops.
Uh-huh.
Anna Paquin is Rogue. Some big 7 foot tall wrestler named Tyler Mane.
Okay.
Plays Sabretooth. And then Ray Parks, the guy who played Darth Maul, is playing Toad.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be good. Bryan Singer's directing it. First draft was written by Christian McQuarrie. And they've had subsequent rewrites, but you know.
Another thing I'm really excited about that is coming out, I'm not making this up, is Urban Legend 2.
Seriously?
Somebody looked at Urban Legend and thought, there's more to go with that.
Rebecca Gayheart's still alive and she's blonde now.
Mm. What? You take Rebecca Gayheart, make her blonde. What happens?
Craziness.
Anything.
I love the movie because by the end, they weren't even urban. Like, I never heard an urban legend about a guy drinking Drano and dying. Like, no, I've heard about stupid people actually doing that. But it's like, here's the urban legend where I shoot you in the face.
Someone died? Oh, I hope that didn't happen in my town.
I mean, they just gave up on the whole concept of the film at the end. It was just like, nope, no, no. Mm-mm. Although there was that urban legend about the Noxzema girl being a psychopath, so I mean, I think that was, you know, meta textually.
I didn't see.
So, what do you guys think? What's the Rebecca Gayheart stance of the What Jail Is Like crew? I don't know.
Sexy.
Do you think so?
Sexy. Yeah.
She had those fish eyes.
No. I think what her stance on us was.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know she thinks we're sexy.
No. Her stance on us is we're sexy. As far as whatever. Whatever. I could care less about her.
Audio footnote, shoot.
No, it was shush. It was a she. It was an aborted she.
Okay.
Is what it was. Don't worry. There was no swearing involved.
Get out of my audio footnote.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to barge in and clarify.
And audio footnote.
I possibly wasn't paying attention. What just happened?
You said she. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did.
Parachute. So, but what about, what do you guys think? What's that girl's name? What's my new favorite girl's name?
Marissa Coughlin.
Melissa Coughlin. Have you seen Teaching Mrs. Tingle?
No.
Or the hit television show that's canceled called Wasteland?
No, I haven't.
She's a cutie. She has got a wrinkly little nose. She does this with her nose a lot. She wrinkles her nose up. She's really cute. You should see her.
Audio footnote, Eric is doing that same little thing with his nose, which is coming across great on the airwaves. And audio footnote.
Hey. Audio footnote, I've never been on the show before, and I've always wanted to do an audio footnote. It feels great. Hold on a second. Let me just... A little dead air and... and audio footnote. Sorry about that.
What? Were you in Troopy's audio... Where'd you get the keys to audio... We couldn't get into Troop's audio footnote. We had to get the spare audio... The portable audio footnote out for the last couple shows. Let Matter and Gray use the portable...
Inflatable audio footnote.
Yeah.
Inflatable footnote.
Hey, is there futon still in there?
Hmm?
Is my futon still in Troop's footnote? He borrowed that.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know if you'd ever want to say that again. It's a little messy.
He funks. He's got funk coming out everywhere.
Yeah. It's true.
All right.
So another minor new thing that's going along with the fact that it's a new year is I can't bloody wait till I write my first check and put zeros.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
It is.
I know I'm going to write like nines.
No, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to add that little like thing so it's like cursive zero. So it's going to look like kind of a B inverted clockwise 90 degrees with a space out in the middle. Like, do the zero, give it a little tail on top, and give it another zero. I think I'm going to do that.
It's going to look like glasses.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that. What do you guys think about that? Is that a good move?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I was thinking about making mine interlocking. Kind of a Mobius strip, if you will.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And just, I mean, all the possibilities it brings up for Booty Call 2000. Like, you've got... like, imagine that poster. You know, you got a whole lot of O's, which means a whole lot of booty.
Wow.
Oh, I love Recall.
Yes. Yeah, we should have. Okay.
Let's move on to a song right about now. But okay, Eric's saying, and I'm agreeing that we should do some advice, because it's been a while. It's been a while since we've done advice, since we've had a full crew on the air. And it's also been some stressful time.
Well, yeah, there's the millennium.
Yeah, holidays can stress people out. So if you want to, give us a call, 359-9338. Give us your problem, your question, your concern, anything that's on your mind that you'd like to have solved in a private, confidential, holistic manner in front of East Central Illinois in its entirety. Please give us a call, 359-9338.